and talk to Desmond Howard. Des, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, man, thanks for calling us on this big week and joining us to talk a little Michigan football, a little Michigan, Alabama. Appreciate you taking the time, man. I know you're busy, but I'm curious. You know, you've seen the growth, the development of Denard Robinson, and then he gets named captain of the Michigan football team, man. I'm sure it did you proud. Just talk about the journey you've seen Denard Robinson take up to this point.
Wow, man, I don't know if we got that much time this morning. It's such a long journey for that young man. And for me, and my association with Denard actually started spring before his freshman year. So Tate Forcier was an early enrollee, and he was, you know, quarterback in the offense, and Denard was on the sideline watching the offense during the spring game, and I was there too. And we actually were on the same flight going back to Florida, and when we got to a baggage claim is when I really got a chance to speak to him. And I didn't know anything about Denard. All I knew was a kid from Florida who was going to Michigan. And, you know, I love Michigan with all my heart. So I was just striking up a conversation with him just to see, you know, where his head was. I didn't know Denard could have been slow. I had no idea of his athletic ability because I don't really follow college, high school football. But, so I didn't know what he brought to the team or what he brings to Ann Arbor. So anyway, we talked and, you know, just in general, having a general conversation. He was just such an engaging young man, and he had such a nice smile, and he was very kind and respectful that I had offered, you know, my number to him, like if he needed, you know, any information about the school or if he needed to talk about, you know, football or anything, you know, give me a call. And actually, you know, he didn't call, and I was asking one of my best friends who worked there about this new kid from Florida. How's he doing? He said, oh, he's doing well. You know, he's trying to, you know, pick up the offense, but he's doing well. You know, he's a heck of a talent. And I'm like, really? Well, that's good, because he seems to be a good kid. And I want to pull up for him to succeed. And he said, and I gave him my number. I said, but, you know, he never called. And he said, well, Desmond, let me tell you, Denard is that type of kid. He probably feels as though he doesn't want to disturb you. I said, well, you tell that kid I don't just pass my number out every day to everybody. And, you know, I gave it to him to use it, so, you know, feel free to use it. He said, yeah. And then after that, you know, we spoke a couple of times, and, you know, he has his struggles with everything on the field, with under Rich Rodriguez and what they had to go through, and then to lead the team to an 11-2 and a BCS Bowl victory over Virginia Tech in the Sugar Bowl. And now to be named captain, it's really amazing to see that kid's growth from when I met him, you know, during spring ball going to his freshman season to today.
Well, I got to tell you, and we're joined by Desmond Howard right now, one of the all-time greats here on the Michigan Insider. It just so happens that Ira, 4 days to kickoff, used you, Desmond, as one of the – we were doing the countdown and making a, you know, correlation between the number of days left till kickoff and an interesting moment or note in Michigan history. It turns out that you were a fourth overall pick. What was it, 92 draft, Ira? Much like Charles Woodson and those two number fours, both Heisman Trophy winners, and we're joined by one of them right now. So, Desmond, you have the great fortune of being able to go around the country, see all these teams. You've seen Alabama. Brady said yesterday it's the best college offensive line he's ever seen. What about you, man? You've seen a lot of great college teams, a lot of great college lines. How does this college line stack up for you that's going to come from Alabama?
Well, I just put it to you like this. The last, 3 years or so, they've had a running back in the Heisman running. And not to take anything away from the running back who had, you know, tremendous skills himself, but he was also running behind an offensive line that knew what they were doing. So it doesn't surprise me. People really pay attention to Nick Saban. He has Big Ten roots, and he, you know, has that in his blood. He wants to run the ball. He wants to he likes that ground and pound game. He wants to beat you into submission with that ground and pound game offensively and with the aggressive but smart and well-disciplined defense. So, you know, it doesn't surprise me that, you know, he's not bringing in all these little linemen to try to run some spread offense. No, he want to bring in some big, strong, nasty linemen who are going to kick your butt up and down the field because they get to fire off at you because that's what running the football is all about. That's when you become the aggressor. You can launch off into the guy across the line from you and knock his helmet off as opposed to trying to sit back and pass protect where a lot of these guys become a little more passive.
Mm-hmm. Now, clearly, you also are privy to what your colleagues are saying about this game. Many in the national media are saying that Michigan doesn't have a real shot in this game. Kind of handicap it for me. How do you think things stack up between these two?
Well, when you look at the programs, obviously Alabama's much further along than Michigan because this is Coach Hoke's second year, and obviously Coach Saban has already won two national championships. So that in and of itself would give anyone who's looking at this game the perception that it's Alabama's game. So I totally and completely understand that. If this is Brady Hoke's fifth year and we've won one national championship or another, then things would be a little more even. But I understand you got to work with what you got. I think that both teams have deficiencies, and both teams' deficiencies lie in their defenses. Obviously, Alabama, they lost a lot when they lost their free safety, Mark Barron, and they lost their linebacker, Dante Hightower. These guys weren't just veteran guys with a lot of experience. They were very smart guys. They understood the whole defense, and they were like coaches on the field. You can't get that type of play and experience and wisdom on the field all the time. I don't care if the guy's a 4-star, 5-star recruit. It's something that comes along with guys who they got almost like a coach's mentality. And they had two of those guys back there in Hightower and Barron. And so they got some holes to fill on defense. And I think that if you want to catch Alabama, you want to catch them early because that's when they're prone to give up big plays because they're going to make mistakes on defense. And if you watch how they played Penn State early in the season last year, that was actually a very competitive ball game. But had that same Penn State team ran into that same Alabama team late in the season, like LSU did in a national championship game, they would have steamrolled Penn State because they were just that much better from the beginning of the season to the end of the season. So I think that, both teams are going to be very competitive. Michigan, they're going to have to, you're not going to just line up and move them guys around. We've got to do some misdirections. You're going to have to get Denard out there on the edges because, I was down in Tuscaloosa this past spring, and I asked their defensive coordinator, Kirby Smart, have you ever played, you've had some great quarterbacks in the SEC as far as college quarterbacks are concerned, but have you ever played against any quarterbacks with the skill set of Denard Robinson? They haven't had a quarterback with his skill set in the SEC. I know everyone loves the SEC, and this is one of the best conferences in college football, but they've had some very unique quarterbacks. When you look at Cam Newton and you look at Tim Tebow, but they still haven't had a quarterback with the skill set of Denard Robinson. He could present some problems for a defense.
All right, we're talking to Desmond Howard this morning here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTK.com. So let's look beyond this game because Brady said it's all about the Big Ten title. The players all say it's all about the Big Ten title. Many people are saying this is Michigan State's Big Ten title to lose. How do you see the conference race kind of shaping up this year?
How did Michigan State's conference title lose when the defending champs are the Wisconsin Badgers? So I don't understand that. I guess, and I don't know, maybe because people look at their defense and think that their defense is going to carry them to a Big Ten conference title. Keep in mind now, they got to replace their quarterback. Anytime you got to replace the quarterback, that's a real sticky situation, because you don't want to have your defense on the field all the time because your offense are constantly in three and outs because your quarterback can't get a rhythm. He can't get going. So, I would look at it, if I was a national guy who didn't know the landscape that well and had to, make a statement, it would seem that they would say it's Wisconsin's to lose because, you have Ohio State who's on sanctions, Penn State who's on sanctions, so they can't even play in the championship game. So it seems as though the Badgers got a clear path to the championship game. and they're, you know, they're the defending champs. So it would just seem like they would say it's the Badgers to lose.
I hear you.
They own the
you.
Title, but the Spartans are losers. I need to see who says that, because I will just need to see their logic behind making that statement.
I just talked to the interview. We'll be playing an interview here coming up with a national guy from a reputable website who came on and said that, you know, Wisconsin was replacing their quarterback too. And so, you know, with Wisconsin replacing their quarterback, Michigan State having the most talent on defense in the Big Ten, that he's picking Michigan State to win it all. And I look at the schedule, though. I look back last year, Desmond, and what really told the tale was teams winning at home. If you had a home advantage, those were the teams that won. Michigan State has to go on the road to Michigan. I think they play Michigan and Nebraska. They play Nebraska at home and then on the road to Michigan. And there's one more team in there in that three-game gauntlet, Ira. I don't know if you recall it off the top of your head. And they have two tough road games and then finishing it up with Nebraska that I think is going to be very tough for them to weather in their route to trying to get to the Big Ten crown.
No, you're 100% right. That's why, like I said, I was in the studio when this person said that. Just, you know, just to see his rationale and maybe help him understand things slightly different. But, you know, you talk about, you know, Wisconsin's replacing their quarterback too. My question would be, well, who do you think has the stronger running game, Wisconsin or mm-hmm. Michigan State? Because that's what's going to really help any new quarterback who's taking over a system is how good the running backs are. And last time I checked, Wisconsin's running back, when he wasn't getting beat up on campus, was actually in New York. Was actually in New York as a Heisman finalist, and not the Spartans running back. So,
right, and Michigan State, by the way, was 11th in the league in rushing last year. But I agree with you. They have at Michigan, at Wisconsin, then home against Nebraska in that 3-game stretch that I was talking about. So very tough. So tell me this. Let's bring it back to Michigan, then, Des. What do you see? As far as Michigan is concerned, what are their chances at the Big Ten title this year?
Well, I think they got a good chance. I really do. You know, the thing that I like about Coach Holt is that, you know, you wonder, how is a coach going to keep a team motivated? I mean, you kidding me? First year, 11-2, a BCS bowl victory too. How do you keep them motivated? Well, his way was to, you know, say, listen, we didn't accomplish our goal. And as a former player, I can relate to this. I mean, I don't know if everybody else understands the significance of it, but when he was like, listen, we didn't win the Big Ten championship, so this season was a failure. Like, that resonated with me. I totally and completely understand. Like, you know, he's just not blowing smoke up these players' glutes. This is real stuff. And this is what motivated them throughout the off season, hopefully throughout the regular season too. So I like their chances. I really do.
All right, and let's look more broadly. There are a couple of questions out there. You look at the Big 12, a lot of people picking Oklahoma to win, Landry Jones. They expect to have a bounce-back season, but you got West Virginia in there that's looking pretty strong. Dana Holgorsen, very familiar with the league. Is it Oklahoma, or is West Virginia going to come in there in their first year and really upset the apple cart?
Well, that's a good question, because before training camp, I would have said, you know, it's Oklahoma. Well, Oklahoma lacked last season was defense. They were very, very weak on defense. They struggled at times on defense, you know, in ways we've never seen them struggle before. So Bob Stoops brought in his brother, Mike Stoops, from Arizona. You know, he's a fiery guy. He's going to get these guys going. You know, he's going to have them playing with high energy and great effort. And so that, to me, changes things for Oklahoma. But then during camp, they lost two offensive linemen. And that, to me, is a game changer, because Landry Jones, their quarterback, he isn't the most mobile quarterback in college football. He's a very accurate pocket passer, you know, very good, and he knows the offense in and out, and they run their offense at a high tempo, a lot of plays, and he gets the ball into the hands of the playmakers. But with that line being depleted the way it has been, then that raises, to me, some serious concern. And they have to try to figure out what they're going to do offensively as far as getting that line to play with some sort of continuity and gelling before they have some real big games where they're going to be really tested. So West Virginia can be a player now.
Great stuff, Dez. All right, so you look at the top of the polls, and depending on who you talk to, SC is number one. Some people say Alabama's number one. Some say LSU is number one. Which of those teams really sticks out to you as the best team in the country?
Ooh, between Alabama, LSU, and SC, mm-hmm. I think that's tough because to me, they're three different. You got three problems at each team. Each team has a deficiency, and so it's hard to say to me which one is the best. It's a coin flip. I mean, they may be evil. I mean, it may be equal, but I can't say which one I think is just the best. LSU, you know, you asked me this a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, I'll say LSU, but they just lost probably the most dynamic playmaker we've seen in college football. Playing defense since Charles Woodson and Tyrann Mathieu. I mean, this guy was a game changer and a game breaker. So that changes a lot with LSU in my mind.
Okay. All right. Well, we certainly shall see. I look at SC. I see the best skill position. Combination of skill position talent in the country. Then I look at defense and think, wow. You know, I see some holes there. So it'll be an interesting race. But the last one for you, Dez, before we let you go, you have a real say in who the Heisman Trophy winner is going to be. So, you know, I know it. You got to wait for the games to be played. But who are you looking at right now as guys that are sitting out there, sticking out there as potential Heisman frontrunners?
Well, Matt Barkley is the front runner. He's the heavy favorite going into the season. There's no doubt about that. You know, he has like two first-round NFL draft picks playing wide out with him. With Marquise Lee and the other kid on the side, so they, he's the front runner. But you know, I like to look beyond the front runner. I like to look at guys who can come up and make some noise. And during our college preview show, I picked Denard as a guy who, you know, may potentially win this. You know, he has the best platform to start it off with. I tell you what, that primetime game against Alabama. Is a huge stage, and it's a great opportunity for him to, you know, showcase his talents. And so I think he has the best jump-off platform. And, the other wide receiver for USC is Robert Woods, who I think is a fantastic receiver. But anyway, so I got Denard being in the mix, you know, but, you know, there's no doubt about it that, you know, Barkley right now is the front runner.
Well, you can catch Desmond Howard on game day live from Dallas on ESPN. We'll also carry it live here on WTKA. So, Desmond, man, it's always a pleasure when you join us. We appreciate your time and your candor, my man, and we always appreciate that. We'll catch up with you again sometime soon.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me, man. Have a great day.
All right, you too. That was Desmond Howard, former Heisman Trophy winner, now one of the analysts on ESPN College Game Day. Again, you can catch that live on ESPN. You can also catch it here on WTKA. So, man, you talk about an audible, Ira. That was a hell of an audible, man. You know?
I try.
Notre Dame will jam three men right over Michigan center. Matt Elliott. Backs are in the eye. On fourth down and inches, Gerback calling the signals. Gets the snap. He's going to throw. He pumps once. Now leaves it deep in the end zone. Touchdown, Desmond Howard. What a catch and what a call on fourth down and an inch. Elvis Gerback heaved it to Desmond Howard for a 25-yard touchdown. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that was a hell of an audible. Now check this out. Maze, you but I said, yeah, they're picking, and Ira, all the pundits are picking Michigan State. You know, he wanted to say, "What the hell? What the hell? Michigan State?" He just can't. He's the man. I can't do it. Can't pick Michigan State to win the Big Ten crown this year. The Spartans do have a whole hell of a lot of talent on defense, but there are some holes offensively, and you wonder how they're going to be filled. They do have a talented quarterback in Andrew Maxwell, but he's throwing all new receivers. You would like for him to be able to lean on a running game, but Ira, you pointed this out weeks ago, did you not? That running game was 11th in the league?
They were not top 70 in the nation, Sam.
So they're going to have to step up significantly to help him out. At any rate, we have to get to a break. We'll go from one guest to another. catch up with Ann Arbor's own Eric Adelson from Yahoo Sports when we return here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA.